It's just a matter of saying, my life is not this moment. My life is from now till the time I die. And I might live to 90 or 100 years old. I might. And if I might live that long, it wouldn't hurt to take care of my body and take care of things and make decisions that help that person. Because you know what? That's a real person. I can tell you, 67, you know, when I was 30, 67 is like, that's like really, really old. Like, whoa, don't people die then? Like, they get heart attacks if they go upstairs too fast, don't they? Why do I share this kind of stuff about health? Because the same thing with our spiritual health. We need to think long term. We keep thinking in terms of just what's happening right now, instead of what the Bible says. Set in Colossians 3, set your heart on things above, where Christ seat at the right hand of the Father. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things, for you have died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. If you're so short-sighted, you can't even think of taking care of your body for how you're going to feel the next day, it's really hard to be thinking of heaven, right? And God wants you to do both things. He talks about our bodies, our temples of the Holy Spirit, they're what He's given us. We're stuck in them, all right? We're stuck in our body. If you take care of your body, for the most part, it will take care of you. Okay, there's a thing called, I call it the God factor. It's a sin factor, because some people can take really good care of their bodies and they still have trouble with things. It's genetics. It's because of Adam's sin that entered into the world. And there's some people who have such really good genetics, they can really abuse their bodies, and it goes on. I believe God does that so we're not in control. Okay? Because otherwise we could just say, hey, if I do this and this and this and this, I'm going to be healthy at 95 and nothing's going to happen to me. And we'd be in control. He said, no, you're not in control. The sin's in the world. I'm in control. Anything can happen. But there's a principle. There's a proverb. And the principle is, if you don't waste your money and you save it, if you work hard as working for the Lord, not for men, all right, if you work hard, you save your money, you're going to have more money. If you take care of your body and eat right and exercise, your body is going to last longer. These are principles that are true on the average. Okay, but the principles that we can count on forever are God's principles of life. And what you sow, you reap. And it doesn't mean you reap it the same way. But when you sow good things, you reap good things for eternity. And God wants us to live our lives for Him. And when we live our lives for Him, we have peace. When the scripture says, you will keep in perfect peace Him whose mind is steadfast because He trusts in you. When you trust in God, you will have peace. The amount of peace you have will be in proportion to the amount you're trusting God. Okay, I'm going to say it again. The amount of peace you have will be in proportion to the amount you're trusting God. So there's a cause and effect there that you can count on. The things in the world, you can't. You can take care of your body and go to pieces. But when you're trusting God, you're going to have peace. Is it going to be easy? No, it can be like this. It doesn't feel good. It didn't feel good for Jesus when He went to the cross. It didn't feel good for the apostles when they're being flogged and beaten and stoned and all those things. But they go, this is not what it's about. I can handle this. When athletes go through a workout, it does not feel good. It does not even feel good a little bit. You know, I still work out. I still run. I sprint. And I push my body really hard to where I'm breathing so hard. It does not feel good. And when I'm breathing that hard and I'm pushing, I'm going, I'm going to do another, I'm doing another 10 yards, another 10 yards, another 10 yards. I can do it. And I go, I'm doing it big. You know, I'm not thinking about the pain. I'm thinking, this is making me stronger. This might make me be able to run down that dude when I come home, you know. You just never know. And I'm thinking of the prize beyond what I'm doing. It's not on the pain at all. We need, when we're going through this earth and we're experiencing pain and difficulty, we need to be looking, as Scripture says, look beyond. That these light and momentary troubles we're going through are nothing compared to the eternal glory that we're going to have. And the struggles we go through, when you go through the struggle and you say, carry this stuff across the room, say, oh, I gotta carry this thing, it's hard, hold it out there, that's really hard. You know, your muscles get stronger. You say, this is so hard. I don't feel like doing this. I don't feel like carrying this. You know, if I had to carry this around the whole time, I'm going, okay, come on, it's getting to be kind of a pain. But you know what? At the end of the day, at the end of the hour, I'd be stronger. My core is completely engaged right now. Has to be. All my stomach muscles are engaged to be able to do this. They're getting stronger. And we fight against the things that are actually making us stronger. But because we think we have this lie from Satan, your life should be easy. And that's why we have this lie that we believe. Life is supposed to be this certain way. The way that life's supposed to be is this. You walk and you take a step in life and something happens. That's the way life's supposed to be. Because God's in control. Take another step. Oh, I'm over here. I thought I was going to be there. Nope, you're here. Well, I'm over here. Oh. Maybe I'm supposed to talk to this guy. Hey, what happened to your arm?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay. Well, I understand you don't want to share. It's a cool watch, man, you know? And maybe you're supposed to have conversation. But it was... I was supposed to... No, he's supposed to be here. See? That's the way life goes. And you say, life... Why do you have me here, Lord? Why... Maybe you're supposed to talk to that person. But that's not my schedule. Not my will, but yours be done. And when we do that through our entire life, moment by moment, we have this rest, this incredible rest, that God's got everything, and He's ordaining our life for His glory and for the purpose of us growing in Him. And this wonderful peace comes over, because you go, I don't have to worry about anything. It's like the scripture, when I say you don't need some of the scripture verses, do not worry about tomorrow, tomorrow's enough trouble of its own. Well, you don't have to even have that verse when you're trusting God, because you're not going to worry about tomorrow, because you're going to say, why would I worry about tomorrow? He's got every moment handled. He's got it all handled. He's got the whole world in His hands. He has me in His hands. He's got it all handled. And that's where He wants us to walk.